On July the 22nd, or 26th of 2000, in this very room, the state executive directors met with the SBC entity presidents. We had dialogue, we had conversation, we talked about a number of things, we expressed our concerns, and when it was completed, everyone suggested that it was one of the best meetings, in fact, maybe the only one of its kind in a long, long time, if ever. The state executive directors and the entity heads of the Southern Baptist Convention meeting together, talking straight, person to person, and sharing their hearts. The outcome of that meeting was the appointment of a task force on cooperation. Four state executives are on that task force, and four who are leaders in Southern Baptist Convention life are on that task force. They have asked me to serve as chairman. We're going to have our first meeting Wednesday morning of this week and begin to talk about how we can improve the cooperation between the Southern Baptist Convention and the state conventions, that we would better understand each other, that we would better be in each other's corner, and that we would know how to move forward together as we support missions around the world through the cooperative program. We not only look for a cooperative program, but for cooperative spirit, cooperative literature, and cooperative missions. At the same time, within the Southern Baptist Convention, there are others who are questioning the cooperation which we've known and held dear for at least 72 years. Committed to the Baptist General Convention of Texas have announced intentions to recommend to the Executive Board and to the annual meeting of the BGCC that the Texas Convention defund all the SBC seminaries by an amount of $4.3 million. Choosing rather to fund only Southern Baptist Seminary students who have been members of a Southern Baptist church in Texas for 2 years. The entire $4.3 million will remain in Texas if the recommendation is adopted. The Administrative Committee has announced plans, with the exception of $10,000, to defund the SBC Executive Committee in the amount of $706,000, and the SBC Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission for $345,000. It is yet unclear whether this is just another option or if this will be the only plan for Texas churches to send their gifts through the BGCC. If it is another option, the erosion of the partnership continues that began several years ago with the adoption of five options. If it is the only plan, then the BGCC will have managed to destroy the partnership that has existed between the SBC and the BGCC for 72 years. One thing we know for certain, the BGCC is systematically attempting to diminish the loyalty of Southern Baptist churches in Texas to its own denomination and to the Southern Baptist Convention. In 1928, the Southern Baptist Convention spoke its belief in the principle that each Baptist body is autonomous or self-determining in its own sphere and activities. The Southern Baptist Convention further stated, the convention has no authority to allocate funds or to divert funds from any object included in a state budget. In like manner, no state body has any authority to allocate funds or to divert them from any object included in the South-wide budget. And that comes from the Southern Baptist Convention in 1928. Today, we continue to recognize that autonomy, while maintaining a desire to work with the state conventions in the cooperative manner, characterized our relationship for these 72 years and longer. While the BGC is starting down, the BGCC is starting down the path of creating a societal system, perhaps even for the purpose of declaring itself a denomination, we are prayerful that there is a way to continue working together for the good of the kingdom and for the glory of our Lord Jesus. In light of the recommendations that have been announced by the BCCC committees, Southern Baptist churches in Texas are asking the question, if the proposed recommendations are adopted, how may our church support the Southern Baptist Convention and the cooperative program? As far as we know, there are possible three answers. One, if the traditional cooperative program remains an option to the churches through the BGCC, then the churches can continue to give through this option. Using this option, the SBC receives 33 cents from every dollar given by the churches. The BGCC keeps 67 of every dollar. Two, churches in Texas may wish to give through the SBC, the Southern Baptist of Texas Convention. This convention is supportive of the Southern Baptist Convention and sends 50% to the SBC missions and ministries through the cooperative program. Three, churches in Texas may send undesignated gifts directly to the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. These undesignated gifts are considered cooperative program funds. They are distributed to the various entities of the SBC in accordance with the CP percentages adopted by the Southern Baptist Convention. On behalf of the Southern Baptist Convention, I do want to thank all Southern Baptist churches in Texas that are committed to remaining faithful in their giving to world missions through the SBC cooperative program. Thankfully, in spite of the fact that the BGCC in recent years has offered five giving tracts to the churches, 63% of the dollars from the churches continues to flow through the traditional CP tract. Also, I would not want to miss this opportunity to commend all the state conventions that are remaining true to our historic partnership.
Yes.
If the BGCP refuses to let the churches in Texas give to the traditional cooperative program, or if it fails to promote the cooperative program as a means of supporting world missions in cooperation with the SBC, then the Southern Baptist Convention will be compelled to assist the churches directly. In 1928, the SBC was in agreement with the state bodies that they would handle the collection of cooperative program funds, but in so doing, was most careful to state that in principle, the SBC retains the inalienable and inherit the right to direct appeal to the churches. Southern Baptists always have had the world on its heart.
Amen.
Now BGCP leaders seem to be attempting to leave Baptists in Texas to have Texas only on their hearts. If this is true, it is an indescribable travesty and a miscarriage of cooperation by which all Southern Baptists have lived. Most tragic of all is the attempt of the BGCP to force the local churches in Texas to decide between the SBC and the BGCP. The BGCP seems determined to leave Baptist churches in the state to turn inward. Why would any Baptist body not run from a strategy that would knowingly create chaos, confusion, and division among the members of local churches? The genius of cooperation has been God's people insisting that nothing shall deter them from working together to be witnesses unto Jesus Christ, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Many questions remain, but the answers, I assume, will be forthcoming from the Baptist General Convention of Texas to the churches in Texas. For continuing updates and resource information about current issues in the Southern Baptist Convention, we have created a new website. This site will be launched on October the 1st. The URL or address is to be baptisttobaptist.net. Singular Baptist with a number 2, singularbaptist.net, baptisttobaptist.net. You will be able to go directly to the site or find it through sbc.net. I want to take just a moment to reiterate our system of beliefs. Southern Baptists believe in the autonomy of the local church. Southern Baptists believe in the priesthood of the believer. Southern Baptists believe in soul competency. Southern Baptists believe in the preexistence of Christ, his virgin birth, his sinless life, his atoning death, his bodily resurrection, and his glorious return. Southern Baptists believe in the inspired, infallible Word of God, inerrant in the original manuscripts. I must say to you, doctrine makes a difference. Contrary to some opinions, doctrines like faith is taking God at his word. In the first church, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Biblical conviction makes a difference. And as a people of faith, we are to read God's holy word. We are to accept it as God's revealed word. We are to believe it as God's perfect word. We are to obey it as God's guiding word. The world has changed. Culture has changed. Trends have changed. Values have changed. But Christ has not changed. The Bible has not changed. Absolutes of God's authoritative word have not changed. The exclusivity of Jesus Christ as the only way of salvation has not changed. The promise of God's word is that his word, my word, shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. If we stay the course of our convictions, preach Jesus, reach the unsaved, and send missionaries to the four corners of this nation and to the ends of the earth, God will not forsake Southern Baptists. There is no reason to despair over dollars. God is on his throne, and he will pour out his blessings upon his people if we remain faithful. If you want to know whether man has the faith of our fathers, ask them these questions. One, do you believe in the sacrificial and the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ? Two, do you believe salvation comes by faith in Christ and him alone? Is there any other way to be saved? Do you believe in the actual, literal, bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ? Four, do you believe the Bible to be God's absolute truth in all matters to which it speaks? Do you believe, five, do you believe the narratives of Scripture to be historically and factually accurate? Yes. Six, do you believe every Christian should be a soul winner? Seven, do you believe the church of our Lord Jesus Christ is God's plan for reaching the world with the gospel? And eight, what is your passion in life? If a person is truthful, these questions and others like them will reveal the condition of an individual's heart toward God. The difference is in the belief system. The difference between most Southern Baptists and minority voices for liberal causes is what they believe and or what they do not believe biblically. If you want to know what separates the two, ask individuals these questions, read carefully their answers, and listen closely to their responses. God has blessed mightily the concept of cooperative literature, cooperative program, cooperative missions, and a cooperative spirit among all Southern Baptists. Now, after all these years of cooperation, the BGCP leaders seem to be saying, Texas literature, Texas program, Texas mission, Texas spirit. I trust the churches will not be led to this conclusion. When Isaiah saw the Lord as he really is, he saw himself as he really was. When he saw himself as he really was, he saw the world as it really is. His response to God's call was, here am I, send me. And the Lord said, go and tell this people until the cities be wasted without inhabitants and God's and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. God's call, God's assignment, God's promise have not changed.
Amen.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So let it be among Southern Baptists. Let us not be distracted from Christ's commission and our mission. We ask all Southern Baptists to go with us.
Amen.
Amen.